The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell. He joins us every week at this time from Axe Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so here we are. We're going to talk about the all-important browser, the browser wars. And I guess Chrome is still doing the best?
Yeah, Chrome still owns 65% of the worldwide browser market, but Chrome's competitors are making big investments to try to change that.
Okay.
So their market dominance is just due because they're treating the browser as a platform, not just a browser to look at web pages.
Okay. So let's fill us in on why they're so popular and what they're doing to keep it that way.
Yeah, well, they're so popular, and it surprises me when we look at the numbers this year, but they're so popular because as they continue to build up Chrome, you're getting far more functionality in it than you've had in any other browsers. Most browsers just let you go on the web, and sometimes they'll save a password and do that type of stuff, but Chrome is giving you information and software to get behind you. The main reason, or the main focus for the reason that people or other browsers wanted to take over Chrome is because the browsers first use collaboration, and that helps you and your businesses to collaborate with folks. And then the crypto browsers are where the crypto users access their wallets, their identity, their security tools, and all the things they need, and even the NFTs, the things that they need to do their browser crypto mining, which is it's a pretty big thing right now.
Okay, so let's talk about, so they have 65% of the worldwide browser market. So who else are the big competitors that would like to chip away at that?
Yeah, so the competitors are Chrome at 65%, Safari is at 19%, Edge a paltry 4.19%. And interestingly, Firefox is below Edge now, which was not the case last year. Firefox is at 3.91, and Opera, if anyone knows what Opera is 2.34. And then the rest of the pie is split up against a bunch of newcomers and browsers that people use for specific things. For instance, browser Brave is optimized for privacy and recently doubled down on crypto by adding a native wallet where users can trade crypto and store NFTs. So the browsers are becoming much more specific, and even Chrome is going to be getting into that in the very near future. And there's a browser company, another startup that's reimagining how the browsers should work. But here's the rub in all of this, Rob. Mm-hmm. All of these challenges except Safari are built on Chromium, Google's open source browser code base. So.
What? Oh,
even Edge, everything is built on the Chromium open source browser code base.
So they're all using this technology?
They're all using Chrome and then just renaming their browser to what they want it to be, whether it's Edge, Firefox, Opera, Brave, all of these other Chromium-based browsers.
Wow.
And who can build a better Chrome than Chrome, right?
I guess so, yeah. So that's pretty incredible. So, there's not going to be anyone, I guess, likely to be able to do a better job, at least yet?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to take over Chrome's market at 65%. It's a long way off with Edge at 4.19. And Safari, is for Apple, so, or for Macs. So, but, one of the things that we've come into is the Windows 11 now is out there. And has a new set default browser button. If you remember, or you may recall, under Windows 10, it was always a real pain to change away from Edge to any other browser that you wanted to use. In Windows 11, they're giving you the buttons to do it.
Really?
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
Okay, so what happened with, I remember we used to tell me a lot about Firefox. What happened to them? I thought they were, really on fire there for a while.
Yeah, they were, but they're just not innovating as quickly as Chrome or even Edge. Now, Edge has got a lot more money behind them, too, with Microsoft. But with Edge at a 4.19% browser market, they've got a long way to go to catch Chrome.
Wow. All right, so Chrome is the one that most people are using around the world, and if you were to change browsers, Chrome is still your go-to, right? You would recommend most people utilize that for their day-to-day work?
Exactly. It's easy to use. It's always updated. It helps protect you very well, and that is my go-to. But if I were to change browsers, I'd take a good hard look at Brave. It's available for Windows, Mac OS, Android, and iOS, so it covers everything, mm-hmm. and it's built on the same foundation as Chrome, which means Brave can use Chrome extensions. In fact, when you click Find Extensions and Themes in Brave Settings, you're taken to the Chrome Web Store. So that's a telltale sign that this is going to give you more extensions and more things you can do if you, in fact, use Brave. Mm-hmm. It has recently released a public beta version of its own privacy-focused search engine designed to go head-to-head with Google. It's called Brave Search. I put a link in here so you can try it on your desktop. You're not downloading anything.
Yeah.
You just go into the Brave Search webpage, search.brave.com, and you see just how it works.
Wow, okay. And is there a big company behind this, or are they just themselves?
They're just themselves, they will be coming up. I'm pretty confident they'll be coming up in those numbers games, and I wouldn't be surprised if they overtake both Edge and Firefox in the next year or two.
All right. Well, lots of great stuff when it comes to the browser wars. No mention of Netscape Navigator in there. That's going back a bit. But, it's interesting how things are very popular, and then if they don't innovate or change or keep up, they get surpassed, and eventually no one remembers them anymore.
That's right. No one's using them, so then they're obviously not getting the money from advertisers to continue to build their browser. So they're going to continue, I think, to shrink, and folks like Chrome are going to just continue to surpass everybody. They're really putting a lot behind their browser.
David Snell has more information about browsers, as Chrome still owns the browser game. Competitors looking to change that. David's got all the information in his latest blog. And David, where do people go to read more?
Let's go to xsmartit.com and just click on my blog link. You get all the information on the browser wars and the link to the Brave search tool.
xsmartit.com. David Snell, Tech Talk. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too.